WikiLeaks is fast becoming a phenomenon of our internet age. Far from taking 40 years to emerge, documents about and even videos of things that would previously most likely have remained firmly under wraps are popping out much quicker than that. In spite of government and corporate attempts to keep their secrets, well, secret, and in some cases in spite of specific legal restrictions against doing so, WikiLeaks keeps on publishing. What was said to be the BNP's membership list, those embarrassing climate change emails from the University of East Anglia, the confidential and damning report into the activities of oil company Trafigura, and perhaps best known of all, that military video of the helicopter gunship shooting up people on the ground, some of whom turned out to be journalists and children. The US authorities now fear that WikiLeaks might have been handed tens of thousands of classified messages and documents, including what they really think about their enemies and friends across the Middle East and beyond. To wit, they are now reported to be searching for WikiLeaks' founder, Australian-born Julian Assange, in order, they say, to try and convince him not to release some of the information they fear he has. He appears to have gone to ground, but as luck would have it, we have an interview with him, recorded a few weeks ago. I started by asking him whether there was anything WikiLeaks wouldn't publish.
We have never not published a military secret. We are an international organisation. We do not pick sides in wars. And hidden within your question is the assumption that we would pick, say, the US side or the UK side. We do not pick sides.
I understand your point, but supposing there were a counter-terrorism manual, the publication of which might help people intent on bombing or shooting or bringing down aircraft or whatever it might be, would you regard that as taking sides, or would you say, well, you shouldn't publish that because it might help people who want to perpetrate very significant, you know, offences against large numbers of people?
Well, we must understand the difference between legitimate counter-terrorism and taking sides in a civil war. For example, what is occurring in Afghanistan is a civil war. As part of that civil war, there are acts of terrorism. However,
So would you regard 9/11 as a part of a civil war or an act of terrorism?
No, that's a clear act of terrorism, although we can see that there are some underlying factors about US policy in the Middle East that stimulated it. That's certainly a clear act of terrorism. But these questions that you are, hypotheses that you are proposing to me, are to some degree not very interesting. We have a 3.5-year publishing history of many, many hundreds of thousands of documents, and there has never been an allegation that any one of our documents have harmed anyone that should not have been harmed. I mean, certainly many people have been fired as a result of what we have released, or companies have lost millions of dollars by having to cancel their IPOs, as an example. But there has never been an allegation that our material has harmed someone personally in a significant manner.
What would you say is your proudest moment?
We've had a lot of cases where the outcome is, we know is significant, but it's hard to count. It's a sort of a more diffuse thing. As an example, the release of this video, Collateral Murder, showing the slaying of 12 to 26 people.
By the helicopter gunships in Iraq.
By the helicopter gunship in New Baghdad. The change of the Kenyan government in December 28, 2007, as a result of a leak we released exposing 3 to 4 billion US dollars of corruption in that country is a significant event. It led to the introduction of a prime minister in the constitution of Kenya. Similarly, another sort of countable event is the resignation of the Prime Minister of Tanzania, the resignation of the Chief of Defence of Denmark a few months ago, and the resignation, of the removal rather, of the entire government of the Turks and Caicos Islands.
Do you have a political philosophy? I mean, do you personally have a political philosophy, and does WikiLeaks as an organisation or Sunshine Press have a political philosophy?
I do not have a particle political philosophy, and neither do other people working for the organisation. But we certainly have a philosophy about how civilization is governed and how it should be governed. And the
how
goal
would you
of
sum that up?
That there is no intelligent decision-making, regardless of